Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of The On-Demand Brand, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in an Anytime, Anywhere World. And folks, that's where you are right now. Boy, howdy, are you in an Anytime, Anywhere World? And you, let me put it this way. You're operating your business in that world. Now, whether you're part of that or not is a different story. You know, Rick, if I'm going down the highway in my, you know, in my Model T or in my buggy, and I'm on the interstate in my buggy, I'm on the interstate, but I'm getting passed by. People are whizzing by me and beating me to the finish line, and you know, all the time. So we got to put our track shoes on a little bit by at least joining somehow, some level, joining what I'm calling the second decade of the 21st century.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the pace of change has accelerated so quickly, a lot of folks are feeling left behind. And, you know, that's kind of why I wrote the book, The On-Demand Brand, because it's not really just about keeping up with all these trends. You're going to have a hard time doing that. It's really about principles for approaching whatever comes your way and whatever ways that your audience uses technologies.
And I've been trying to remind them that and take a little bit of pressure off of them, because there is a lot of pressure to do, you know, we read all about these people who are doing all these great things, and it intimidates us. But folks, you don't have to win, but you do have to participate.
Right.
You don't have to win the race, but we have to keep the leaders in sight. Rick, you've got another major trend for 2011 that you want to tell us about.
That's right. So, you know, as you mentioned at the top of the segment, social media is really going to become a powerful business tool in the year ahead. And I think one of the biggest trends is, you know, in writing the book and interviewing some of today's most innovative marketers who are really getting tangible results from social media, what emerged was really a clear sense that, you know, this, and you're going to see more of this in 2011, it's not really just about having some kind of ongoing dialogue and stream of consciousness conversation with customers. That does happen in social media. But marketers who are having the best success and generating real results are dealing with building their social media initiatives around events-based scenarios.
Hmm.
So it might be a movie opening, it might be a new product launch, or what have you. So Dell Computers has earned probably $4 million now off its free Twitter account simply by offering special limited-time Twitter-only offers on its Twitter feed.
Wow.
Millions of dollars, yeah. And small businesses can really put this to use. There's a small company in the Los Angeles area called Cool House. It's K-O-O-L, I believe, if I remember correctly, H-A-U-S. And it's a small ice cream company with a single ice cream truck. And they've created this huge following, I mean, physical following of people who go find this truck simply by sending out tweets about its location every day, making for this sort of limited event-based dynamic where folks want to come out and enjoy their ice cream treats. And it's literally building that small company into a huge event.
And here's the thing, the people that they're trying to reach out to, I mean, they're using a platform that's connected to every human being on the planet potentially, but the only people they care about is about 400 people within 5 miles of them.
Exactly.
And that's the local thing you were talking about earlier when you're talking about the trends.
Yes. So, you know, small businesses can harness this like big brands only wish they could.
Right.
And, you know, the bottom line here is social media is definitely going to evolve in 2011. And the good news for small businesses is that social media levels the playing field and may even probably gives them an advantage over big brand rivals
right
in the year ahead.
Right. Well, and, you know, folks, as we've said, you've just got to get involved. You've got to get started. What do you think? If somebody's out there listening and they say, you know what, I got a business, but I got nothing on social media, where should they start? What's the first thing they ought to do?
They got to go out there and play with it for a while. I mean, that's what I did.
Just join up and don't try to do anything except just show up.
Exactly. Experiment and be very observant, to just spend some time with Twitter or with Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever the channels that make sense for your particular small business.
Right. What about hiring a young person to lead you through all that?
Oh, you know, I would be very careful, actually. I think
really?
That is probably what most people do, and I think there are definitely there's a strategy to that. Have a young person walk you through it, but I think you want to have your senior people actually managing the program.
From a value standpoint. No, I agree with that, but I mean, look, I've got young people working for me, and I always check my position with them.
Oh, yeah.
We always check our position. You know, what do you think? And I tell you, they're pretty hip on these things.
Yeah. I mean, Unilever does that. So here's a giant corporation. They have their youngest workers come teach and coach their most senior folks on new technologies.
Okay, folks, turn the switch on. No. Push it up. Hey, listen, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. The book is The On-Demand Brand. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.